This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Elections, it's been said, have consequences. And last night's were no exception. The Republican losses come at an awkward time in the politics of this economy, specifically the tax overhaul plan the GOP is trying to get through Congress. And even more specifically than that, in light of the results last night, making the math work, which seems, and this is just a theory, harder today. Damian Poletta is a senior economic correspondent at The Washington Post. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
So how am I doing with this math thing? I mean, it's not a bad thesis, right?
No, I give your thesis an A+. I mean, in the House side, they have overpromised tax cuts to businesses. They've essentially promised $1.75 trillion in tax cuts, and they can only give $1.5 trillion in tax cuts. So they're $75 billion over. And they have to decide whether they're going to claw back some of those tax benefits they've promised companies. And on the Senate side, they have to focus really quickly because they cannot go over $1.5 trillion in tax cuts. You have several Republican senators who have said they will oppose any tax cut that adds to the debt. Trump wants this bill passed, you know, by Thanksgiving or possibly a week or two after, and they have to make these decisions.
Yeah, so we'll get to the deadline here in a minute, but what about the flip side of my thesis, right? Instead of the math being harder for them now, is it possible that the results of the election last night gave Republicans in Congress some idea of what it can and cannot do?
You know, we've already heard from several Republicans who are writing the tax legislation. They're having a really hard time explaining how the middle class will benefit from these tax cuts because, quite frankly, the middle class tax benefits are not, you know, very transparent and evident. And so I think particularly in the Senate, we're going to see a real focus on trying to make sure that the benefits are understood and probably even ratchet back a bit the tax benefits for companies so that they can ensure these benefits for the middle class will be long-lasting. The question is, are voters going to believe them, that Americans will kind of feel better, they'll see the money heading into the midterms?
Let me get directly to the politics of this thing. The House and the Senate, they have to pass the exact same bill. Do you think that is possible given last night's election?
Yes and no. I think right now they feel like they're under tremendous pressure to get something done. They need a legislative achievement. Someone's going to have to make some tough calls here. And right now we're seeing the president, you know, really hands off on the details. But if he wants to get a deal done, he might have to intervene soon because right now there's really not a lot of overlap.
Let me ask you this, though, since you brought him up. Do you think the president has the economic capital, also I guess the political capital, right, but the economic capital after last night to convince senators and congresspeople that this is what they got to do?
Great question. There was a meeting last night on the Hill between Gary Cohn and some other White House officials with about 8 Senate Democrats. The president called in on Gary Cohn's cell phone and was on speaker. It was kind of this awkward situation where people were hovered. They couldn't really hear him because he's in Asia. And he was telling them about how, you know, this bill is not going to help the wealthy. He said he talked to his accountant about the legislation and it would hurt him. He's trying to make arguments to them that the numbers just don't support when they look at reports and statistics. And so eventually he's going to have to sort of put up some numbers to help convince them about this argument he's making. Because right now, the wealthy really will do better under this bill. And I guess the idea is that if they do better, then the money can kind of flow through the economy and everyone can get jobs. But I think the Democrats are just really skeptical of that. And some Republicans feel like, you know, that's going to be really hard for them to sell to their voters.
A quick word about deadline and then I'll let you go. It is a self-imposed thing. There's no statutory requirement. There's no nothing, right? It's just Republicans saying we got to get this done.
That's right. It's sort of a political deadline. Right. Nothing changes if they don't get it done soon. But I think as they get closer to November 2018, right, it gets harder and harder for them to do anything. And if they want to have tax cuts and have the impact felt in the economy, they feel like the sooner the better.
Damian Poletta at the Washington Post. Damian, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.